Now we have the Avian Ensemble with us. It's a brand new name, although I gather that this faculty ensemble has been around for a while, but the name seems particularly appropriate for what we're going to be hearing during the program with them this time around, because what they have is an avian suite, and it's actually been composed by one of the members of the ensemble, Stacy Burke. And why an avian suite?
Well, I was asked to compose a piece for a woodwind quintet, a professional quintet in Iowa, and I got to choose whatever topic I wanted, and I was thinking about the beautiful, colorful sounds that the woodwind quintet can create, and thought how bird-like that is. So just kind of went off of that. So five different movements based on five different birds.
And of course, there's a long history, long tradition of birds in all kinds of music, classical music included.
Absolutely.
And who are the members of your ensemble?
So we have Emily Janes on flute, and this is a student ensemble, but I'm the lucky faculty member that gets to perform with them. So Emily Janes on flute, I'm Stacy Burke on oboe, Catherine Zambat-Falvey on bassoon, we've got Michelle Peeler on horn, and Amanda Baleen on clarinet. And for this quintet, we added percussion because we had so many great percussion sounds we could add, and we have got Matthew Clark on percussion.
What is all that stuff?
A lot of percussion toys. So you're going to hear some fun little sounds coming out of him.
All right, and the five movements of your suite are eagle, chickadee, owl, swan, and hummingbird. That's setting you up for some nice contrast.
Absolutely.
Okay, here it is, the Avian Ensemble with the Avian Suite by Stacy Burke.
Thank you.
That was the Avian Suite, played by the Avian Ensemble, and the composer, Stacy Burke, the faculty member of the ensemble, the rest of whom are students at the UW Stevens Point. We've been coming to you from the Mickelson Auditorium at the UW Stevens Point. And I'm Norman Gilliland. Thanks for joining me for the midday today.